from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know Drew was fired up yesterday. You were texting me as I was driving home about Team USA taking on Serbia, and I caught just the fourth quarter, so I only saw the good stuff. I knew they were down double digits, and the U.S. was at that time headed towards potentially having to play for a bronze medal, which would have been a massive disappointment considering the talent and roster that Steve Kerr and Team USA basketball assembled. But then in the fourth quarter, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, but Steph Curry, LeBron, it was awesome. Flat out awesome. I told you I don't watch the showcase games. They do like the tune-up games before the Olympics. You were into that as well. And I said, wait till we get to some games that mean something. And yesterday, you could tell that meant something to Team USA against a really good Serbian team. Obviously, Jokic is on that squad, the best player in the NBA. And they couldn't miss. Like they played nearly perfect the first three quarters. And then the fourth quarter, you saw some of the best players in the world for the U.S. Take over that game. And it was sensational. Now the U.S. will play for a gold medal tomorrow against France, and it's going to be awesome that the host country of the Olympics is who you're going to face and everything like that. You had faith still, unlike our colleague Carrington Harrison on Twitter yesterday, who just said it was over. He said America just wasn't capable. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I would never stoop to the level of CDOT. And
he said
and
Team
say
USA is
time,
going like, home. Freezing cold takes called him out as well.
As they should have. I would never... I will say this. There are people that said things, and then there are people that had drafts made up. I was one of the people that
had drafts ready to go. You were about to trash
the
team?
No, I did not have a draft made up, but I thought of where I would go with it. I guess this is obviously great, and in the moment, this is really cool. Three of the best players in the history of basketball stepped up when they needed to most for the country, and they ended up winning the game. On the flip side of this, regardless of what happens, looking ahead, the fact that we needed 335-plus-year-olds to figure this out and get it done, we might be cooked.
Oh,
we might be cooked as a country because the rest of the world
is... always next man up, man.
No.
Guess what? Next go-around, Jason Tatum will just play a lot more, you know?
But
he just hasn't been playing really that much.
There are certain players that have that dog in them, if you will. Kobe had it. LeBron has it. KD has it. I don't know if Jason Tatum has it. I think Anthony Edwards is the guy in 2028. Like he'll be the guy in 2028.
Will be favorites in 2028.
Well, of course they will be.
They're
because
five.
Again, they'll be the most talented. But when you talk about Olympic style basketball, it's a little bit different, team oriented. I don't know. Like Embiid was great. Embiid also had moments where you're like, "What the hell are you doing?"
But
like,
that's typical Embiid stuff,
bro.
That's typical Embiid stuff.
I think the final is going to be a lot of fun because it's Wemby, and Embiid's getting booed by everybody because he technically could have played for the French national team, but he decided not to. The idea that it is in France as well, in Paris, I think the environment's going to be buzzing. Oh, and I mean, we're what did you say we were? 16.5-point favorites? Yeah, is that what we are?
The U.S. is 16.5-point favorites against France.
And more than against Serbia.
That actually is more. I think that's part from a public standpoint. That is probably, hey, look, Serbia, that if they were gonna, that was the game the U.S. was going to lose, right? They're down double digits. Now it's like they came all the way back. They're not losing this thing. And I'm kind of right there with where the spread is. I don't know about if I'll lay 16.5, but after coming back the way they did yesterday to Serbia, they're not losing to France tomorrow. No chance. No, they're not losing to France. The U.S. is getting the gold.
They struggle against Germany. I get it. But, you know, this is the second time U.S. beat Serbia in the Olympics. It was their first game they played Serbia. They played them twice. And people say, well, is this same dream team as before? Well, the difference is there's so many more NBA players playing on these other teams. I mean, so many more NBA players.
The game's more international than ever, yeah.
It doesn't. If they win, it doesn't matter. Obviously, you know, they skated by and they beat an inferior team, even though they have Jokic, even though they have Bogdanovic. They should beat France, even though they have Wemby, even though they have Fournier, even though they have Rudy Gobert, who hasn't played very well. But if they lose, it's a horrendous loss regardless, because the U.S. is always like the pinnacle of basketball. I mean, they say world champions after the NBA win. Like, if they don't, it doesn't look good. And there's a lot of controversy. I'm a little bit worried post-LeBron, post-Steph, post-KD.
Dude, that's 4 years from now. Worry about 20. That's 4 years from now.
The only reason I'm a little bit worried is because, look, they needed 35 and as great as they are, they needed dudes who are at the tail end of their prime to win the game for them. When
you said
look at the roster, you're like, yeah, this guy isn't stepping up for us because Embiid does this. Jason Tatum evidently is not even good enough to play on the team. Tyrese Haliburton is really good, but he's not good enough to play and get minutes on the team. In terms of the world basketball stuff, I'm a little bit worried.
Worry about that in 4 years and in LA.
LeBron's going to come back at age 50 to play.
When there's more stars in the league and when guys have developed even more, not to mention you're throwing out like these 38-year-old guys like they're just random guys at the rec. LeBron James is either the best of all time or the second best of all time, depending on who you want to talk to. And you got Steph, who is an all-time 3-point shooter in the history of the game.
With a gray beard, looking like a grandpa. I mean, it's crazy.
It's not just random 38-year-olds.
No,
they're the three of the greatest players to play the game.
But
so,
if you were to say right now that you didn't have those three playing, would we still win gold? No.
But you're talking about 4 years. That's not the reality of right now. In 4 years, Jason Tatum could be even better and more of a leader.
How much better is he getting?
Anthony Edwards could be more of a leader at that point in time. Who knows who else is around? Cooper Flagg will be on the team.
Cooper's a dog.
In 2028. So, no, you don't worry about 2028.
I might be able to book it down right now. In 2028, the best two players for America will be Anthony Edwards and Cooper Flagg.
Probably.
Jason Tatum is not going to be top two on the team. Devin Booker, how much better is Jason Tatum getting? How much better is Devin Booker getting? Devin Booker had one really, really, really good game. But if you ask, hey, we need you to come through in the clutch.
Hold on, though, about Jason Tatum. Like, let's, you know.
He's really good, but him not getting, I mean, he was asked about it. He's like, well, it's a little disappointing to not get minutes after winning an NBA championship and being.
Yeah, it's not because Steve Kerr didn't think he's good. It's because Steve Kerr, that was the rotation
he
won. And Steve Kerr also had LeBron James and Kevin Durant and Joel Embiid and Steph Curry on his squad. I mean, Jason Tatum's averaged what? What did he average this year?
In the NBA. Like, FIBA basketball is different.
I understand. But like, to act like Jason Tatum just not good enough is, come on now. And I can't stand Boston sports, but Jason Tatum was. I get that he didn't play this year. We're conflicting this year from what your worries are in 2028. He didn't play this year because of how good the three players we just mentioned are.
Yeah, but if we need him to go through and score 37 like Steph in a. No, it's not happening.
As far as calling games when they're over. How often do you get frustrated during NFL season? Remember 36-7, the Vikings down to the Colts? Everybody was trashing the Vikings. They came back and won the game. I sit here and look at the text line during Chiefs games because the post game, and it's amazing how many people just give up. It's like, you've seen the Chiefs before. You know what they're going to do at the end of the game.
You've seen
the movie.
If you need one player to take a game over to win it for you, Jason Tatum is not that guy.
That's just basketball, though. Like, I mean, That was the situation they were in yesterday. There's a chance against France. They need that again. There's a chance against France tomorrow that they don't need that at all. Like, you're acting like every game they're going to need someone to go for 38 in 2020. Again, this is a four-year away thing. Like, yes, the Chiefs in 15 years, man, I don't know what they're going to do. They may not have the guy that can just take over a game when they're down in the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl. That's 15 years from now.
And as a result, they might not be good enough to win a Super Bowl.
They might not, but that could be 15 years from now,
Drew. But that's the Chiefs, that's the Chiefs, though. This is not Team USA where we
I'm being a bit of a smartass, but I'm like, well, don't worry about it. Just enjoy the moment, man.
There's always the next guy up there, Drew.
It's cool.
Everybody always worries about even teams. What are they going to do in the future? Then they find a way to replace the talent, and they keep being good. They're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the future of Team USA
basketball.
Depends on
who's coaching them, I think.
Now you're worried about the coaching.
Oh, Steve Kerr had to say, you know what? I'm just going to put Steph, KD, and LeBron in, and it actually worked out. Him trying to coach was the problem. Was part of the problem.
It's probably going to be Bronny.
I'm about to win a gold medal tomorrow. I don't think
LeBron,
there's a problem.
Bronny, and Bryce are going to say,
is Bronny going to be on the team?
About to win a gold medal tomorrow. There is no problem.
If he's on the team, then that's a problem.
If they would have lost yesterday, we would have had a discussion about, don't worry, plenty of people would have had plenty of pieces about LeBron James' failure and Steve Kerr's failure. But that didn't happen. So we don't need to act like something happened that didn't happen yesterday. They came back in epic fashion. It's a game that we're going to remember for a very long time.
It just gave me the thing. If 2028, we're not going to... LeBron's not playing in the Olympics in 4 years. Not going to happen.
I know.
The fact that we needed them, and I get that they are as good as they are to do it, I don't think you can trust Devin Booker to go win you a game or Jason Tatum to go win you a game when you're down 17. That game might be over. That game just might be over with the other guys on the roster, other than maybe Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, and Jokic will be 33. Will he be the best player in the league or the world at that time? I don't know.
Probably not.
No. So things change. Wimby could be the best player on earth at that point in time. Wimby, it'll be on France. There'll be a problem. Just worry about that in 2028.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.